Recent reports indicate President Trump's team has expanded the candidate list for the Federal Reserve Chair, adding James Bullard, former St. Louis Fed president, and Mark Summerlin, a former Bush economic advisor, in what major media describes as a late-stage shakeup to broaden options and address concerns about Fed independence. However, these additions are largely seen as cosmetic, unlikely to dispel fears of political interference in the Fed, especially given the appointment of Steven Moran, who advocates for significant changes to Fed governance and aligns with President Trump's preference for rate cuts and a weaker dollar to boost U.S. manufacturing. Market expectations for a September rate cut have slightly declined from 95% to 88%, with an upcoming CPI data expected to show inflation rising to 2.8% year over year and core inflation at 3%, driven partly by tariff-related import cost increases. While one major U.S. bank's economists anticipate modest tariff impacts and still expect a September rate cut due to a weak labor market, concerns persist about the Fed's credibility and potential de-dollarization as the Trump administration reshapes global trade. Meanwhile, markets are focused on the U.S.-China trade truce expiring August 12th and the U.S.-Russia summit on August 15th, where a potential Ukraine ceasefire could improve global risk appetite, weaken the dollar, and lower inflation risks, though significant hurdles remain due to Russia's territorial demands. That's all for now.